Senator Mark Begich is calling for an education overhaul because he thinks the No Child Left Behind law isn't working for Alaska. He has reintroduced legislation for a teaching and learning program that focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, education. Begich believes education in these areas can prepare students for the jobs of the future. APRN's Jersey Shedlock has the story.
Last week, when Senator Begich spoke before the Armed Services Committee, U.S. Army officials brought up the need for more STEM education during budget discussions.
And one of the issues that came up from the Army was the need for more STEM education for people who are entering the Army because of the great needs they have for science and technology and engineering and math needs. So it's not just the general public or the private sector or government. It's also the military. It's a variety of areas. We have a huge gap.
It's a story you're probably tired of hearing. U.S. students lag far behind their foreign counterparts when it comes to subjects like science and engineering. Begich has proposed legislation that would allocate $300 million in competitive grants to state education agencies. The money would also be available for agencies in partnership with nonprofits and higher education institutions across the country. The STEM legislation is part of an overhaul of the national education system. Begich says it's the only way the U.S. can remain competitive in the world economy.
It will also, the way we've done the legislation is we want to make sure that not only are we offering opportunities for young people to get the education they need, we also are making sure that the teachers get the professional education they need so they're trained and ready to teach these young people in these areas.
For the first time this year, the Anchorage School District has an identified STEM education program. The ASD STEM coordinator, Michael Fenster, says the math and science departments are now combined into a single STEM department.
Of course, in the educational world, most students, given half a chance to say that what they're learning in math will pertain to science, what they're learning in science pertain to math will pertain to math, as long as their teacher, you know, even opens the door for them to see the seed planted. And many students will see that going right away, so that there is a cross-curricular connection there. We want to just help that happen without putting too much of an extra load on the teachers.
Fenster is eager in his new position to improve these subjects. He retired as an engineer to become a school teacher. He says STEM education at elementary and middle school levels is easier to handle than high school curriculum.
The high schools, it gets more difficult because the teachers are highly qualified in very discrete subjects, and it's more difficult for them to, again, feel comfortable teaching across the curriculum.
Senator Begich knows it's hard to make the case for investing new federal dollars in anything right now, but he says education should be an exception.
As we balance this budget, move to reduce the cost of government, which we have to do. There's no question about it. We still have to invest in a growth agenda. The growth agenda is education. If anyone says, well, geez, we got to cut all across the board plus reduce even more in our education budget, we're destroying our future.
Begich anticipates his STEM legislation will get more attention by early summer when the No Child Left Behind law is rewritten. The legislation will be heard along with the rewrite in September as part of a full debate on education in Congress. For APRN in Anchorage, I'm Jersey Shedlock.